Thursday, February 11th is Excellent Educators Day at MyFM and is brought to you by Achilles Mazda here in Milton. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and right now I am joined by kindergarten teacher at St. Christopher Elementary School, Mary Mailer. Now, Mary, you told me just before we hit record that you've been teaching since 1992, so that is nearly 30 years in the business. That's impressive stuff, Mary. I was wondering if you could take your mind all the way back to before that and remember, why exactly did you get into teaching?
I always knew that no matter what I would do, I would work with children. Since I was young, I've always enjoyed being with children, working with children. My summer jobs were as a playground supervisor. I was involved in going to help at the elementary school when I was in high school. When I was in university, I helped out at the local elementary school. So I always knew that I would do something that involved being with children. And as I grew older, I realized that I really enjoyed being with them and helping them on their learning journey. So I pursued teaching.
Now, Mary, everyone always has that one special teacher that really made a difference in their lives. Some people are lucky enough to have more than one person. Some people are unlucky enough to have no one in their life like that. I was wondering, who was that one person for you?
Mr. Frank Rocky. So in kindergarten, he taught us music. And then in grade 2 and 3, he also taught us music, and he loved the Beatles, and he taught us all the Beatles songs. So he taught us elements of music, but he did it in a way that was fun and popular, and we could talk to our parents about that, and we knew the whole Beatles catalog. And then I had him again in grade 7, and then again I had him in high school. So he really showed me the value of continuing to be a lifelong learner and adapting to the situation in terms of giving yourself a new challenge. He wanted to teach music. He taught music. Then he decided, well, I'd like a classroom, so he taught the grade 7 classroom. Then he decided, well, now the challenge would be to go into high school, so he started teaching high school. So he really helped me understand that there's no set, this is it, you're the grade 3 teacher, but rather you can take those challenges that you make for yourself and really expand that repertoire of learning for a variety of ages.
Now, as I mentioned, Mary, you've been teaching since 1992. What has been the one shining moment in your illustrious career?
It would be in 2015. I had applied for a grant. The government used to run, the Ministry of Education used to run a program called TLLP, which was Teachers Learning Leadership Program. And school boards across Ontario applied for grants. The Ministry of Education reviewed grant proposals and then allocated funds based on whether they were going to support the grant or not. So I applied at the board level, and the board chose myself and another teacher's proposal to go forward to the ministry. And the ministry agreed to fund my proposal for an outdoor classroom. So they provided funding for what I envisioned would be just a step outside the door, that it would be the same type of learning that could happen, but all of the brain research and everything that I knew about children showed me that we could open up those doors and expand their world so much more than if we just stayed in the same four walls. So the ministry agreed to fund it. I went to the board and spoke with the site superintendent with regards to, I wanted to change the physical layout of the outdoor space. And he became very involved and very enthusiastic, to the point where he then took that proposal that I had to create an outdoor classroom at my school across the board. So now every kindergarten area has a natural playground in the Halton Catholic District School Board. So every kindergarten outdoor space has all natural materials, and the children are encouraged to spend as much time learning there as they do in the physical classroom that is more traditional.
All right, I like that a lot. Now, you teach kindergarten. Sometimes dealing with children of that age is almost like herding cats. It's not an easy job. I was wondering, what have been the challenging moments in your career?
I think it's the most challenging part is realizing when you need a new challenge. I think you can become very comfortable, and you know, if you stay in one particular grade or a school or a division, you can become so comfortable that things just become second nature, and sometimes you're not being forced to be as reflective as I think you need to be in teaching. So I think the most difficult point is recognizing that point where you need to reflect on, am I doing the best I can every day for the children who are in front of me? Because that's what they need. They need me to bring my best every day.
Now, Mary, you mentioned this earlier in the interview in that, you know, as a kindergarten teacher, you don't want to be pigeonholed as just the kindergarten teacher. You can move up to grades 2, 3, 4, whatever grade you really want, or you can move on to become the principal or superintendent, or you can, like you did, make a lateral move into a different field within the industry and sort of make your career in that field. I was wondering, looking at your career as a whole now and moving forward, what comes next for Mary Mailer?
Well, I've had the opportunity to be out of the classroom. I worked as an itinerant teacher for our board, where I worked with fellow teachers, helping them devise strategies and supporting them in their learning for what would work best in the classroom. And then I returned to the classroom because I felt that I really wanted to be a part of the full-day kindergarten program. And so I think for me, my impact is best felt in the classroom, and I have offered my classroom as a model classroom. So I've had the opportunity to have many kindergarten teams come to my classroom to discuss what we do and why we do it. And then that opens up dialogue between myself and a variety of kindergarten teams around what we think is best for the early years. So I think for me, that's where I feel the impact that I can make is.
This is the last question I have for you, Mary. Do you have any advice for someone who's looking to go into teaching?
You know what? My advice would be to always ask yourself the question, why? Why are you choosing to do this? Why now? And why for this child? And if you can answer those questions, then you are absolutely on the right course. No matter how that looks, no matter if people are saying, well, why would you do that? Or how can you do that? Or are they learning that way? If you can answer those questions as to why now and why for this child and why this way, then you are absolutely on the right course.
Perfect. Thank you so much for doing this, Mary.
Oh, you're very welcome.